This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are angry after the White House today blocks a key figure in the Ukraine phone call saga from showing up on Capitol Hill to testify.
The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs one of the three committees whose members were supposed to hear from Ambassador Gordon Sondland behind closed doors today. President Trump is still facing criticism over his announcement that U.S. forces are leaving northern Syria. Democrats don't like it, but many Republican lawmakers are also cautioning the president to reconsider. The president's been spending the better part of a day defending his decision, though, saying the U.S. has wiped out ISIS in that region, and it's time to bring our soldiers home. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Protesters are vocal this morning as the U.S. Supreme Court's hearing arguments to decide if LGBTQ Americans are protected by the Civil Rights Act. The court is hearing three cases where workers were fired because of their sexual orientation. Most of the protesters support gay rights. The specific issue is, does the word sex in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act bar discrimination against gay people? Most states do not protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. The Trump administration submitting a brief that supports businesses that wish to fire people because they're gay. Inflation at the producer level down sharply as the Labor Department reports. Producer prices were down 0.3% in September, the biggest monthly decline since January. Analysts say the weak showing could give the Fed room to cut interest rates again this month. For Jews, Yom Kippur begins at sundown this evening, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump could soon have to release his tax returns as part of a New York investigation. A court ruling that Trump needs to turn over those tax records to the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., the DA probing hush money payments allegedly made to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump before he was in the White House. Trump is planning to appeal that ruling, though. Another death is being blamed on vaping. The latest connected to e-cigarette use in Massachusetts, where health officials say a woman who was in her 60s is the first vape-related death in that state, though over 18 others are known to have died from vaping illnesses caused for mysterious reasons across the nation. The federal deficit is ballooning to its highest point in 7 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimating it's at $984 billion, the largest spread between what the government spends and takes in since 2012, and $205 billion higher than it was in 2018. And the Honorable Judge Barbie is presiding. Yes, all rise. Mattel announcing that this year's Barbie Career of the Year doll will be the Barbie Judge doll. The company says Barbie has had over 200 careers since 1959. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Assessment, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have to do. I think the first thing is to get out of denial, understand that we've got trouble here in River City, and we're going to hone in on the boy crisis that exists. And as we know, it starts out at boys, but then they become men. And if they're realizing a crisis as a young man or as a young child, then what does the trajectory bring us to? And here we are today in the 21st century America. Dr. Warren Farrell is joining us, and he's back. It's been a while since we've had a chance to discuss the boy crisis. And just as a tutorial and a reminder here, what is the boy crisis? Well, it's a crisis of education worldwide. Boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise. And as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. Think about that. It's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drink, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. It's a crisis of purpose. Boys' old sense of purpose, being a warrior, a leader, or a sole breadwinner, is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what is the boy crisis? A comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help out and help our sons become happier, healthier men and fathers and leaders worthy of our respect. Dr. Farrell, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Really well. I couldn't have said that better myself.
Well, you did. And it was said so well, I had to echo your sentiment and wholeheartedly agree. This is the condition of young boys, and we still haven't fixed the problem.
Even worse, we haven't even recognized the problem. You know, the great majority of people will see girls and women's issues, and if you mention them, they'll be just interested in knowing what is being done to address them. So they're already on solution stage with girls and men, girls' issues and women's issues. With boys and men's issues, we're at more of a cultural shrug stage, mm-hmm. And we have we've yet to make a cultural shift, and the cultural shrug stage is what? Oh, boys and men? Oh, yeah, and in a way, there's sort of like, oh, yeah, maybe they do have some issues, but, they'll grow up to be the people that are the heads of corporations or the presidents, somehow or other, it's just assumed that they'll grow out of it.
Exactly.
And move on. And, there's not a recognition that, yes, boys and men do become the ones that are the to a greater degree in the heads of more likely to become president and so on. Mm-hmm. But they're also, you know, the enormous percentage of the homeless, street homeless population, they much more likely to commit suicide, much more likely to have mental health problems. They're more likely to be our mass shooters, our ISIS recruits, our prisoners, and so on. And so when we don't look at boys who hurt, we find that boys who hurt us as they become mass shooters. They create the crimes and so on.
Right. And also the other thing to consider here, as women are addressing, you know, their issues, many times they're blaming men. And so then, yes, you get a bit of a shrug, but you also get, maybe that's what they deserve for what they did to our girls.
Yes, there is that underlying feeling, and maybe sometimes it isn't even that underlying. For listeners that don't know who I am, I started out on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women in New York City and spoke all around the world on women's issues only. And then I began to see that boys and men were having more problems. And so because I was involved with the feminist movement right from the latest feminist movement from 1969 on, and was, you know, deeply speaking on behalf of all those issues, I was very much aware that many of the early feminists in the late 60s and early 70s were quite socialist in their orientation and very much oriented toward there's a Marxist type of orientation and Marxism, that Marxism grew out of the civil rights movement where there was an oppressor and an oppressed group, and then Marxism, there's the rich are the oppressors and the poor are the oppressed, and because men earned more money than women did, but not for the same work, but because they earned more money than women did, it was assumed that men were the oppressors and women were the oppressed. That was the mistake that feminism made, mm-hmm. as opposed to realizing that men didn't, as a rule, earn more money than women did. The dads earned more money than women, than moms did. And when men and women became dads and moms, dads were far more likely to give up a job like being an elementary school teacher and go into becoming a principal or a superintendent of schools. Even if he hated administration, he knew that he had a job now that he had children,
yes.
To earn money to be able to support their family more effectively. If he was a musician, he'd give up being a musician, do that as a side job, and do whatever it took, maybe selling insurance nationwide as a job to earn money. And the degree, so women created the feminist movement did a good thing, which was also a challenging thing for men. The good thing was that it encouraged women to have the option to be full-time working if they had children, or the option to be full-time with the children, or do some combination of both. So women had what I would call, we created multi-option women.
Mm-hmm.
But men had the three different options. Option one was to work full-time. Option two, there was to work full-time. And option three was to work full-time. But that obligation to work full-time led to men, and the less that the woman worked, the more the man with children and a wife had to work. And so the increased amount of money that men made, the feminist movement said, that shows you that men earn more money than women do for the same work.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, if a woman was never married and never had children, she to this day earns 117% of that, which men earn.
Yeah, the men had to work full-time, work full-time, work full-time, and also be maligned for it,
yes.
was the deal. The other part of the story, ladies and gentlemen, about Dr. Farrell and also John Gray, the co-author of The Boy Crisis, is they both had girls. And, it didn't take much much discernment to figure out, okay, the girls are going to marry somebody. You know, what kind of son-in-law am I going to have in the household if from the universe that they are going to be choosing from, if they are, this fractured and this compromised, I'm going to have trouble in my own household. My last thing I want is my daughter marrying somebody who is, dysfunctional, brought to you by the culture.
I couldn't have said that better. That's, exactly like we all want our daughters to have, you know, John and I together, John Gray and I together have five daughters, and we all want our daughters to have men who are worthy of their love. And fortunately, one of my daughters has just an extraordinary husband, and we have a grandson with him, and he just cares for the children and plays with them and roughhouses with them and is just connected with them at every moment that he's home from his work. And so he's really, we're very obviously very pleased at that. But that's a different view than we've heard from many of feminists, which is, with feminists, we've heard oppressor oppressed. And,
yeah, exactly. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Warren Farrell after this.
Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Package to start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, fresh and independent we are, and good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Warren Farrell, author of The Boy Crisis, Why Are Boys Struggling, and what we can do about it. He's currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. That's starting to do something about it, and Dr. Farrell, congratulations for this effort, and I know that it takes a lot, and first, as you say, it's getting people to understand that we do have a boy crisis on our hands.
Yes, one of the things that is really important to me is when I spent 14 years doing the research for the boy crisis, and I started to see how many potential the depth of the problems, the mental health problems, the challenges that boys are having, the failure to launch this, the purpose boy that I talk about in the book. And I just almost felt like I didn't have, it felt not right to write a book that identified these problems, identified these solutions, and then just be an intellectual who just leaves the book on somebody's, you know, shelves or reading lap and not do something about it. And so I had originally been asked by President Obama to the White House to be an advisor to the White House Council on Women and Girls, and I said I'd be happy to, of course, given my background with the National Organization for Women. But I also felt that there was an important need for a White House Council on Boys and Men. And long story short, Valerie Jarrett, the senior advisor to President Obama, cut it off the agenda when the Boy Scouts were going to present the proposal for a White House Council on Boys and Men to President Obama. And now President Trump's administration has picked up the ball. And I've had three or four meetings with administrators, and have another meeting next week, and we're trying to put together a proposal to create a White House Council on Boys and Men. And it looks like there's a lot of support from the Vice President's office and from the President and from the White House itself. So hopefully we'll be able to put together a package that really looks good, and that, you know, President Trump will be able to create it with an executive order. But it's been an 11-year struggle to make this happen. And you know, I don't have a lot of money, so I was not able to have that type of influence that a normal lobbyist would have.
Yeah, I understand. What happened to the Boys Club with their effort?
What do you mean by the Boys Club?
Well, I thought you said with the Obama administration that you had an inside track there with Valerie Jarrett to do a White House Council on Boys and Men, but then it was preempted because they saw that the Boys Club was doing something, or did I misunderstand?
Oh, no, I must have said that badly. We the Boy Scouts officially endorsed White House Council, and then the Boy Scouts each year have a State of the Nation meeting with the President for an hour or so each year, and so they were taking the proposal to create the White House Council on Boys and Men to the President, and they had a whole agenda related to their State of the Nation discussion, and then Valerie Jarrett, the senior advisor to President Obama at the time, looked at the agenda and crossed and approved of everything, but crossed out our being able to bring up the proposal to create the White House Council.
That makes sense. Okay, now I'm tracking with you, because then what happened? All right, so here we are, fast forward 11 years later. Dr. Farrell, as I'm hearing your story and knowing what you and, you know, John put into this book, and as the light bulb started flashing off for you in your minds, looking at this empirical evidence, I got to imagine you probably sat back. It had to throw you back for a moment going, how did we get here? How have we allowed, you know, these young boys and now men to be where they are right now? And, and I appreciate both of your hearts to want to do something about it. I mean, you know, some people would look at it and say, well, hey, we just got to incarcerate these guys. We just have to enact greater laws. But you are looking at the root of the problem. And I'll tell you, that inspires me. And
thank you.
It increases my appreciation for the work that you and John have put into this and my respect for you as an individual.
Thank you very much. It's very important that we create solutions. You know, boys who are in prison, there's a high recidivism rate. We're paying, billions of dollars a year. We're called by the American Psychological Association the incarceration nation. We have a way disproportionate number of prisoners per capita than any other country in the entire world, except a couple of, totalitarian countries where they're putting in dissidents in prison for very different reasons. And so, but I'm very solutions oriented, and so I wanted to be able to have solutions in the Boy Crisis Book for single moms and for having them understand what they could
exactly.
do. And then also for mothers and fathers to understand there's a lot of things that happen indirectly. So for example, I think once before when I was on your show, I was talking about the nine differences between dad style parenting and mom style parenting. And dad style parenting is often very misunderstood. You know, a man will tend to sort of roughhouse with the children to a much greater degree than mom will. Mm-hmm. And when he's roughhousing, moms will be looking askance and saying, "Oh my God, it feels like I just have one more child to monitor here." The mom tries to not intervene because she sees the kids are having fun, mm-hmm. but she feels guilty that because she feels like sooner or later somebody's going to end up hurting themselves, and if they do, it's on me that I didn't say anything about it and stop this process. Mm-hmm. And then does somebody end up hurting themselves? Only about 99% of the time. She feels really bad. She wasn't right. proactive.
Right.
And the dads usually don't understand the value of their roughhousing enough to explain to moms that, I have never heard a dad say, "Sweetie, I just want you to know that when I roughhouse with the children, it increases their ability to be empathetic." Like, who would ever have associated empathy with roughhousing? Mm-hmm. And yet the process of roughhousing shows all around the world that the more roughhousing that children do with their dads and their moms, and moms can do roughhousing too, they just don't tend to, the more likely they are to be empathetic, because the father is usually, when the roughhousing does end up in somebody getting hurt, the father usually will identify who did what. Like, mm-hmm. The brother took his elbow and shoved his sister aside, putting his elbow in her face, and that way he, was the one better able to pin his dad down in the wrestling match. Mm-hmm. And so the dad says, "Sweetie, you do that, you can't put your elbow in your sister's face, mm-hmm. and if you do that again, we'll have to stop the roughhousing."
Yes.
And so the children all promise, okay, dad. And then, a minute or two later when they get excited, which was what psychologists call developing emotional intelligence under fire. Under fire, they forget about their vow to be considerate of each other. Mm-hmm. And so they go back to being inconsiderate of each other. And then it's when dad says, "Okay, I gave you a warning. You didn't heed it. There will be no more roughhousing tonight. Tomorrow night we'll pick up the roughhousing and see how it goes." Mm-hmm. So the value comes tomorrow night. And when that night comes and the father says you can't, push each other aside too roughly, that type of thing, and the children do it, it's then that the dad says, "Okay, now no more roughhousing tonight." "Oh, dad, we're sorry, we'll do it again." "Nope, that's the end of roughhousing for tonight. Tomorrow night we'll try again." But now the children are learning that being empathetic to their sisters and brothers' needs is giving them what they want, more roughhousing, mm-hmm. as opposed to just winning. And
exactly.
And then when the kids say, "Well, I didn't push them aside," and dad says, "Yes, that level of pushing was too much." The children are having a real-life experience of
exactly.
what too much is, mm-hmm. being able to make the distinction between being assertive versus being aggressive. And dad's don't explain to moms this type of behavior. Teaches children those distinctions, and when children learn the distinctions between being assertive versus aggressive and being empathetic, they're far more likely to have more friends, because people like assertive friends rather than aggressive friends, and people like empathetic boys and girls rather than bullies. And so if we did our homework and read about the differences and what they contribute and the science behind it, we'd be able to explain that in a loving way to mom.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there and look forward to having you back always, Dr. Warren Farrell, The Boy Crisis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Farrell. Have a great day.
Always a pleasure.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are angry after the White House today blocks a key figure in the Ukraine phone call saga from showing up on Capitol Hill to testify.
The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs one of the three committees whose members were supposed to hear from Ambassador Gordon Sondland behind closed doors today. President Trump is still facing criticism over his announcement that U.S. forces are leaving northern Syria. Democrats don't like it, but many Republican lawmakers are also cautioning the president to reconsider. The president's been spending the better part of a day defending his decision, though, saying the U.S. has wiped out ISIS in that region and it's time to bring our soldiers home. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I've been saying, hey, I've been saying, hey, when you're saying, hey, I've been saying.
We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, so much to appreciate about this country of ours. And I know that it's rare you hear that because we always hear about all these apologies that we're supposed to make on behalf of our country. But I'll tell you, I am so grateful that we are a generous country. Whenever anything happens, or it doesn't matter where it is in the world, I mean, we have this first responders, you know, kind of natural instinct and response, and that is that we want to help, right? I mean, America is always, it just seems that we're at the front of the line of any disaster that comes in. We run to it to do what we can to help people out. And such is the case in this next topic that we're going to discuss regarding Bahamas Hurricane Dorian relief. You know, a lot of people have been giving, I mean, the response, the support of the Red Cross ministries all around the place have been there at ground zero to come alongside and help out. And we've got an exciting event coming up, the Bahamar Cup fundraiser featuring tennis legends Mark Knowles, Andy Roddick, Tommy Haas, James Blake, performance by Nashville star Charles Esten. And Michaela Guzzi is with us. And Michaela is an American media executive, entrepreneur, speaker, on air show host. You know, she just, needless to say, she's a busy woman.
her hands are full, but they're not too full to, you know, get in line and help out like the rest of us. She's also an adjunct professor at New York University School of Professional Studies, recently featured on Bravo TV's tour group, three-part talking head travel series, where she appeared on multiple morning shows across the country. Michaela, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. An honor.
Is it okay to brag about you a little bit? I mean, God, I appreciate all that you do. I mean, this is just so cool. And then, of course, being involved with this, Hurricane Dorian relief thing. I mean, how cool is this?
Yeah, that, I have to say, it's I spread the good word, as you kind of kindly pointed out. I really do like to highlight organizations and companies within the travel space that are really doing their part to give back. And Baja Mar is one of those companies that has really just been waving their national flag right at the outset of Hurricane Dorian, which was a very powerful Category 5 storm.
Exactly.
They were there on the ground to their two sister islands, the Abacos and Grand Bahama, who did sustain direct hits. And to date, it was just Labor Day, they've already donated over $2 million in immediate relief.
Wow.
And, yeah, right, that's not an insignificant amount.
No.
And now they're launching the Baja Mar Cup. It's the first of its kind, and it's a tennis and fundraising tournament. And I think you listed not only Tommy Haas and James Blake. Mark Knowles is actually originally from the Bahamas, Andy Roddick. And actually, they just announced last night that Coco, the 15-year-old star, is also coming. So,
oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah, tennis legends, you know, are coming from out of the woodwork to do good. And I love it when people use their voice and their fame for good.
Exactly.
And then you also mentioned Charles Esten. He's also a shining star. He's going to be there and performing. And all the proceeds of the Baja Mar Cup go directly to aid Hurricane Dorian survivors. So it's really, really awe-inspiring to see the dedication from Baja Mar to the long-term recovery of those impacted islands.
Exactly. Now, and when you see the devastation, Michaela, I mean, we're seeing the video and the tape, you know, from the Bahamas there, and it's just like, oh my gosh, did anybody survive, you know?
Well, the two islands, the Abacos and Grand Bahama, that did have the direct hits, they are slowly recovering. It was devastating. People died. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I don't think a lot of people realize is that the storm was only 50 miles. So actually not all of the islands of the Bahamas were severely affected at all.
Mm-hmm.
And New Providence, which is where the Bahamian capital of Nassau is located, was unaffected. It was over 130 miles from the eye of the storm.
Right.
So, unfortunately, a lot of things that you're seeing in the news are actually negatively impacting all of the Bahamas. And so that's really devastating because, by the way, not only is Baja Mar donating money and now throwing this huge tournament to help these people, but Baja Mar also started an amazing program called Hashtag Pack with Love, and they're encouraging all of their guests to their three hotels that might be coming to the tournament or might just be coming to stay over the holidays to bring an item of comfort. And so these could be clothing and shoes, baby items, books, educational supplies, stuffed animals, just things that will bring these families that were negatively impacted by the storm a little bit of extra comfort over the next few months while they're rebuilding. And again, kudos to Baja Mar because not only have they been at the forefront and doing all of these proactive things and, you know, just going beyond the money and helping fundraise, they really care. And if you think about it, inbound tourism dollars are what really, really, really help local economies because it's not just the hotels. These hotels employ a lot of local Bahamians.
Exactly.
But it's
exactly.
the tax taxi driver, the cafe owner, the person that's taking you snorkeling, all these people are impacted by this.
Right. Yeah, and I appreciate that you're bringing this to bear and bringing some clarity to it, because you're right. You know, the footage that we see out of the Bahamas, you think, you know, the entire, you know, island is impacted, certainly to certain degrees. But like you said, thank God we're only talking 50 miles. So there was some saving grace here. But the reality is the people who are going to help first are the ones that are nearby. I mean, this is about community after all, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they've really, not only Bahamar, it's been very touching to watch the Bahamians all come together, and really the support from around the world that's been coming in conversation with Bahamar on some of the first days. They had suitcases just lined up outside of Bahamar, and people don't realize, but that's 130 miles away
right.
to Grand Bahama. So then Bahamar had to bring all of those via boats onto the islands, and people said, you know, the two islands that were impacted, it is very hard to see, and it's very sad, and it's a long-term recovery, and Bahamar has done an excellent job at really stepping up in every way. They have on their website, www.bahamar.com, they actually have an entire page dedicated to Dorian relief efforts, the things that they're doing with Pack with Love.
Right.
And then the tennis tournament, obviously all those proceeds and winnings are going back to Dorian relief efforts. And if you can't come to the Bahamas, even though I highly encourage you, because most of the Bahamas has not been impacted by the storm,
right.
That you, there is a place on this site that you can donate to those relief efforts.
Good.
Because at the end of the day, money does always help.
So. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I can tell you, many churches across the country that I'm aware of have been involved with Dorian Relief. I mean, the people have been extremely generous, which is, you know, typical of the American spirit. And, you know, and I'm sure it's going to be a while for the Bahamians to kind of process all this, the Bahamians, to process all this, to process the generosity of, you know, of America. Do you have any comments on that? I mean, how they're responding to the generosity and support of people, not only from America, but around the world?
I think they're very, very touched. At the end of the day, they're such gracious and grateful people. I can't encourage you enough, though, to go see for yourself. Again, if you were to go to the Bahamar Cup, you wouldn't see any signs of devastation on in Nassau, which, again, is the capital city of New Providence, and the other surrounding islands. And those people are also feeling the negative repercussions of, unfortunately, the two islands that were hit, because everybody
right.
just kind of lumps it together.
Exactly.
But, you know, they need our tourism dollars, and they need us to come. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, heck, it's starting to turn winter in most places in the U.S. We need the beach.
Exactly.
So.
Well, Bahamar is open for business, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Michaela Guzzi has been with us. Michaela, remind everybody where they can go for all the information they need to know. We got about 10 seconds.
Please, www.bahamar.com, and you can also pack a bag and journey on with me at Michaela Guzzi on Instagram, or subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our preferred rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea that lies the land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the grave.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing just fine and just amazed at the impeachment stuff that's going on, et cetera, without any direction by the left and Pelosi. It's really a spectacle of incredible proportions.
It really is. I mean, it's taken them three miserable years to get to this point, Lou. I mean, they have been fighting Russia. They've been fighting Kavanaugh. Anything that they can get on Trump to make him look bad. I mean, the media has joined in, making sure that at least 90% of what they report is negative about this president. It's no wonder. In fact, I was listening to somebody the other day, and they were asking, you know, talking about minorities and why certain minority groups have such a disconnect from the success that Donald Trump has delivered to them. And he said, well, because the media, the preponderance of media, has so overwhelmed their perspective. I mean, their worldview has been greatly affected by the media's propaganda.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, in the past, impeachment efforts have been preceded with a resolution for impeachment outlining the reasons and the basis for that work. That has not been done here. This has just been an announcement by the Speaker Pelosi, and it's received applause from AOC and the other progressives, but there is no legal basis that we can find for them to do and carry this out. It's just a real head-scratcher.
You mean emotions don't support a legal basis, Lou? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
If I'm so emotional about it and I'm in the fetal position because Donald Trump is president, that's not enough to impeach him?
No, when they went after Clinton and after Nixon, why it was preceded by a vote on impeachment in the House of Representatives, and they had to get a majority. None of that has happened now. This is just right off the top of their heads, and is extra legal as far as we can determine.
It's about as made up as Adam Schiff's recitation of the phone call that President Trump had with Zelensky, right?
Yes, I think you're right. Absolutely.
I mean, how embarrassing. I had suggested that maybe the Republicans should have walked out when Schiff was going into that scenario, because it was, to me, such a mockery of the process and an insult to the voters and the constituency, that if the Democrats aren't going to stand up and get out and walk out on that and think that their voters should be exposed to that kind of deception, certainly the Republicans should appreciate that we, the people, here on the conservative side, find that to be appalling and unacceptable, especially coming from somebody who's an attorney and somebody who is the chairman of a committee like this committee. I mean, how embarrassing, Lou.
Yes, it is. And all of this is occupying center stage while incredibly important outgrowth of the tax reform effort of Trump and the Republicans is now being emulated by France, and it appears other countries who have looked at the positive results of the policies that we've adopted and are trying to emulate those. So the impeachment thing is, in part at least, a cover-up of the reality of the positive things that have been happening here in our nation because of President Trump.
Well, Al Green, the congressman from Texas, made it clear. He said, look, if we don't impeach Donald Trump, he's going to get reelected. That is the bottom line, and that is clear. That clearly set out the mission for the Democrats, and they've been on impeachment madness ever since. They just keep on going, and we're going to talk about this later on with another guest, and that is that should Donald Trump get reelected, if for whatever insane reason the people, the voters, decide to leave Nancy Pelosi in charge of the House, then guess what? You know, come 2020, there'll be a new chapter of impeachments going on for another 4 years.
Well, I'll tell you, without a legitimate basis for an impeachment and its resolution, I think Nancy is going to be, this will be her last term as the House leader. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what is frightening. The mainstream Democrats is the such leftward movement of the party away from traditional blue-collar workers and the wonderful accomplishments that are occurring, and things around the world like the Hong Kong protesters demanding freedom, things that are happening across the religious front, where Trump went to the UN and said we have to protect religious freedom internationally. These are all the positive things that he's doing that the impeachment thing is trying to suppress.
Well, not to mention, and not to mention the fact that he's put pressure, due pressure, on our NATO partners to get them to pony up. Now, the only one that's holding back still is Germany, but you know, Germany feels like, okay, why should I listen to Trump? You know, they're Trump's in a tough spot anyway. So, I mean, the audacity of Germany and Merkel not to pay even a 2%. Most of the other NATO partners have honored that commitment, though Donald Trump said 2% is a good start. I think you need to be more at 4%. And when it comes to helping Ukraine, guess what? They're more your neighbor than we are, and you should be helping Ukraine more than the United States.
Yes, yes. And so there's so many positive things happening, but this impeachment is going to crowd out unless we, those of us who believe in the fundamentals of this nation, speak out and speak out loudly about what is happening that is so positive.
Exactly. And the thing is, we can reason. I mean, there is, you know, there's common sense here, Lou. It's not like we've got to come up with some sort of miraculous scenario or some kind of bigger deception than what the Dems are trying to use. Just lay out the truth. What are you going to believe? You're going to believe what the Dems are telling you, or are you going to look at your checkbook and go, boy, under Donald Trump, man, I got a balance in my checkbook. My 401k looks better than what it did under Obama. And I want to change why.
Yeah, I know. You know, Steve Moore, our friend, the economist, recently confirmed that by July of this year, middle-income earners were earning a record $65,000 per year, an increase of $4,000 or 7% since Trump took office, far exceeding what Obama did.
Obama killed the middle class. Obama killed the middle class, Lou. We know that. Donald Trump has revived it.
Absolutely. And that's what's happening with the help wanted signs that are popping up in business windows throughout America. You know that this country has turned around and moving in the right direction. We got to keep it there with Trump and company in charge.
Well, to me, it is a clear choice. It really is. I mean, either we're going to stay the course with capitalism, and I think there's an opportunity to clean some things up here, or make a drastic move and follow the Democrats into socialism. But I would say, I think that's highly unlikely that that would happen. I think what's more likely, Lou, is that the Democrats are going to find themselves off the cliff, and it's going to take them some time because they're going to be rebuilding. They're going to have to rebuild that party because of what Nancy Pelosi and the squad have promoted them to do.
That's right. They cannot rebuild a party of the people, of blue-collar workers and their families and middle Americans, with the left-wing AOC progressive nonsense that the party is now espousing. So we're on the right track. They've got to remedy their problem, and that's we'll see how they do it.
Hey, I'll put up the 4 years of Donald Trump, even with all the backbiting and the mudslinging and putting the stick in his spokes that they've been doing for the last 3-4 years. I'll put his 4 years against all 8 years of Barack Obama any day.
Absolutely. You bet.
And you know what's going to come out. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, real quick, where can they go?
They can go to limittaxes.org and join the team.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to